You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. The autumn equinox marks a big transition in the wheel of the year. It's a time when nature shifts from the expansive energy of the summer to the introspective energy of autumn. As the leaves change colours and fall, it's as if they're bidding farewell to the warmth of summer. I once heard someone describe this moment as if the leaves fall and it's like they're waving summer and the rest of us goodbye. This then marks the seasonal change. The days become shorter here in the Northern Hemisphere, and there's a noticeable chill in the air. I don't know if you've noticed it as we start to head towards winter. I don't know about you, but I can see the signs of autumn approaching all around me. In this season, autumn, and the celebration of Mabon, the autumn equinox is here, and the sun seems to journey towards the south again, taking with it the promise of all those warmer, longer feeling days. I'm Amanda Nelson and this is the Future Self Energetics Show here on UK Health Radio. This week on my show, I'm exploring the significance of the Mabon spiral, that double spiral, the time of shifting balance that autumn and its equinox brings. After the rush of the summer, I'm a gardener, so there's always a feeling of overwhelm at the end of the summer. My garden after the rush of that summer has a very bad hair day just before the autumn arrives, and it seems to enter into a state of very unruly chaos for the few weeks running up to this equinox time. And then suddenly it seems like everything in the garden goes quiet. Autumn is arriving, and she's painting the landscape with warm hues of yellow and orange and brown. Trees gracefully shed their leaves, while my plants in my back garden, they prepare to hibernate between the earth until the arrival of spring next year. Many of my perennial plants and bushes, they're like old friends now, and I'm watching them get ready for bed, and I'm doing my best to tuck them in. My tomato plants have been completely washed out in the wet summer we've had here in the UK, and they're scooping up every opportunity to embrace those last warm breezes, as rare as they are. And they've urgently been ripening as many of the last of their green tomatoes on the vine. It'll soon become too cold for them, too chilly for them to continue, and they will say their farewell too. I'll be out in the garden this coming weekend, picking the last of those tomatoes, red, orange or green, and clearing the plants away. I've already been outside in my vegetable garden collecting the best of the last of the vegetables in order to seed save ready for next year's growing. Runner beans, mange tout, peppers, chilies, courgettes, tomatoes, and then there's the dill flower seeds and the celery flower seeds and the coriander, parsley and basil seeds. and they're all brought in by me and they dry on kitchen paper until they can be saved into little brown envelopes marked up carefully with what they contain and then stored away for the year ahead. I'm already excited about the growing year next year. I've been planning it already as I now have all the seeds that I need to never need to buy any seeds again. It's time for this part of the earth to go to sleep. She's tired. She needs to rest and get her beauty sleep. She's done her best to provide for us all this summer, and I have to say, so have I. I love to grow food in my back garden. I grow fruit and I grow vegetables. I grow them for fun and also to learn how to do it. And I grow them for nourishment, and I grow them to continue my connection to the planet and her diversity of life. The bees and the butterflies, the ladybirds and the lacewings, all the pollinators swoop into my garden and they pick up their breakfast or their lunch or their dinner. And these pollinators raise their families in my garden and they have, I think, an easier life because they come to where I live. I garden with profound intention. I intend my garden to be that way. I intend it to be that way for me and my family and friends. And I intend it to be that way for them too. So here we are, approaching a resting phase here in the Northern Hemisphere. The work of the pollinators in the garden is pretty much done, and so is mine actually, apart from a bit of a clearing up. And though I don't grow all the fruit and vegetables I need for my family in that little area in my back garden, I do grow quite a lot. And the food nourishes me and my family and my friends too, and I share the bounty of what I have grown, either fresh for eating straight away or in the form of preserves or pickles or ferments or the like, ready for a taste of summer through the winter's long stretch.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
The station that makes you feel good.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. and much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
The autumn equinox marks a big transition in the whirl of the year. It's a time when nature shifts from the expansive energy of the summer to the introspective energy of autumn. So that's where we are today, immersed in those energies of transition. These energies reach a fleeting, perfect balance at the point of the equinox and then change again as it moves along its way. Nothing ever stays still. Harvest is home, seeds are drying and being saved for next year. Pollinators are weary from their marathon run. Have you been connecting with your garden? How are you connecting with nature? I know that during the lockdowns, many gardeners, new or experienced, got their hands back into the soil and they found a love of growing that was all their own. I hope that you're one of them too. I actually took up something new this year. I took up canning. It's quite a new skill for me. It's a way of preserving food in lidded glass jars, and it makes food shelf stable for at least a year. I used to preserve my harvests using a lot of vinegars, but also an awful lot of sugars, and I've been trying to reduce how much sugar I consume in my food over the past little while. Anyone that's known me for a while knows that as well as being bonkers about my garden, that consuming sugar is undeniably one of my superpowers. However, alas, it's a superpower that I've had to set aside because of my health. So most of the recipes that I've always relied upon for preserving what I grow have had to be replaced. And I was quite miserable about this time last year because I didn't know what to replace those recipes with. I felt I couldn't do what comes really naturally to a part of me, a deep part of my soul at this time of the year, to manifest those preserves and pickles for daily use as pantry staples or for gifts and presents. So I had to make a point this year to ensure that I not only grew all of this wonderful bounty, but I learnt how to preserve produce without needing to rely on as much sugar. I had to empty out all my old wisdom and replenish it with some new ways of doing things. I learnt a lot, actually, through making space for new ideas. I now make my own raw vinegars with the mother. I flavour my own natural salts. I pickle and I ferment my foods. I also learned to water bath can all sorts of goodies, and I discovered a kind of pectin that will create a set in a jam or a jelly that doesn't need sugar in order to achieve it. Just in case you're interested, it's called Pomona's pectin. And I've had a whale of a time trying and tasting all sorts of new food combinations, and so have my family. They're all homegrown and they're from my favourite fruit and vegetables, and actually most of them have tasted pretty delicious without my beloved sugar in them. I think this has been such a tonic for me. Last Mabon at the equinox, the autumn equinox last year, I entered winter feeling a bit hard done by and down, with shelves bare in usually well-stocked spaces in my kitchen. This year, I'm at Mabon with a sense of achievement. I've a cupboard of deliciousness, full to overflowing, and yet more coming in. I'm still swimming in tomatoes. The tomatoes have been very generous to me this year, and they've made up for the cucumbers and melons, who seem to already have given up by the tail end of last July. During the autumnal equinox, Mabon, there's a sense of perfect balance. We need to enter into the next phase with balance in our hearts. I didn't have balance last year, but through my endeavours and through being able to switch out some of my wisdom this year, I actually have equal delight moving into the winter as I had moving into the spring and summer this year. At the moment, day and night are nearly equal in length. And it reflects that kind of duality in life, doesn't it? The light and the dark, expansion and contraction, the old and the new. My garden grocery store is now my kitchen larder store. It's a time to celebrate those opposing forces as essential parts of the whole. Did you know that the name equinox itself signifies balance? This equus meaning equal and nox meaning night. I hope I've pronounced them in the right way. We've reached this mark of this year. This year, though, still progresses on. The calendar may say that we're heading towards December 31st, but actually every day is just a year ahead of where we are now. Autumn nights, though, will grow longer until we reach that winter solstice, the longest night of the year, December 21st. The autumn equinox marks a big transition in the wheel of the year. It's a time when nature shifts from the expansive energies of the summer to the introspective energies of the autumn. And in this season, autumn and the celebration of Mabon, the autumn equinox, here in the Northern Hemisphere, the sun seems to journey towards the south, taking with it the promise of the warmer, longer feeling days that I love and also that my tomatoes adore. Mythologically, the autumn equinox is linked to the story of Persephone and Demeter. It's when Persephone bid farewell to her mother Demeter on the earth's surface, and she descends to spend 6 months with her husband in Hades, the descent into darkness followed by the return to light. The descent from the light to the return into darkness. I'll be honest, I do prefer the brighter, lighter days. How do you feel? My son much prefers it when it's dark and cold, but I like it warm, not too hot. I like those wonderful blue skies with those fluffy clouds that creep by, and evenings in the garden, watching the colours and the last of the busy bees join the golden hour as the sun's getting ready to set. It's around about now that the sun enters the sign of Libra. So in Libra, it's a time for us to harmonise opposing elements within ourselves. We're reminded of the need for balance, the balance between light and darkness, the yin and the yang, the old and the new, the pace and the pause. All of these aspects coexist, and we're required, each one of us, to find our equilibrium at this time. Now is a time to take that breath and decide how the harmony is coming into balance in your life for the next phase. Gratitude plays a significant role within this season. I've begun using phrases like, I'm grateful when anyone does anything nice for me. I am grateful, I really am. I'm grateful for many people in my life, and I'm grateful for many things in my life too. And I'm grateful to be here and in a position to connect with these amazing things. I'm grateful to be connecting with you. I'm grateful that you join me on my show each week. It is a time to give thanks for the abundance of the earth, especially as we near the end of this bountiful summer harvest. Abundance manifests in many forms. Nourishing food, the presence of loved ones, good health, hope, beauty, spiritual growth. Pausing to express gratitude opens up our hearts. Those heart chakras open right up, and it invites more love and abundance to flow into our lives. Well, that's what I believe anyway.
I'll greet you.
makes you feel good.
Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living. We've been doing this for over 40 years. Every year, more and more people are living satisfying lives completely cruelty-free. Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
The autumnal equinox is often associated with a double spiral. Did you know that? It's a visual symbol that represents the balance between opposites and the shifting of energy during the equinox phase. The equinox double spiral is S-shaped, and the ends of the S-shape curl inwards to form that spiral. You can draw both the curling parts with a clockwise spiral or an anti-clockwise spiral. Either are correct. If you're arty, you can draw one of each, if you like, one clockwise and one anti-clockwise. To me, the clockwise spirals in that wonderful double spiral imagery represents outward giving and contributing energies. The anti-clockwise spiral, well, those energy spins are always related to receiving and accepting energies. And this double spiral is a single continuous line that creates a double spiral that flows both inward and outward from a balanced central point. This is the autumn equinox. Try drawing them. Try drawing them in different ways. Try drawing them in different sizes. See which ones feel like balance for you and keep that close by. It can tell you a lot about your state of balance, actually, when you try and draw this double spiral. The equinox double spiral, then, it serves as a reminder that opposing forces, such as light and dark, must coexist in harmony for balance and wholeness to be achieved. And it reflects the cyclical nature of life and the changing of the seasons and the diversity that's required to bring about balance. And this sacred symbol, this double spiral, encourages us to each embrace both the light and the dark aspects of ourselves and our lives and our communities, and to find unity in their coexistence. Now, you don't have to only draw this spiral on a piece of paper to connect with the energies around this time. I've seen beautiful artwork that you can buy, jewellery you can wear. Maybe you could make something of your own, though. It's always so much more personal and special when it's something that you've made. And you can surround yourself with these balanced, harmonized spirals. Bring that energy into your living space. Here's some ideas for you. Honor the spiral first by clearing your space. Cleanse your home physically and energetically. Release what no longer serves you to make room for what comes back in. Something I do as I'm cleaning the house or cleaning any of the windows or the mirrors in the house, I start by dusting in a clockwise direction first to clear what I'm giving away, what I'm contributing. And then the same area, I actually dust the same space in an anti-clockwise one as well to bring back any energetics that I actually need. Honour the spiral by creating an altar, if you like. Create an altar with autumn leaves. Go outside, get some autumn leaves, get some seeds. Maybe you've got some nuts on the trees near you, little bits of herbs. You know, bring in candles or crystals, if you like. And create an intention. And create that intention in the shape of the double spiral. Use the power of the energy spirals and then bring your intentions into what you've created. And you can honour the spiral by creating a gratitude list. Reflect on your blessings and create a list of what you are thankful for. And then if you feel you would like to, put this list up in a place where you will see it regularly. And if you like, read it out aloud as often as you're called to do. Honour the spiral by getting out in nature. Immerse yourself in the seasons, colours and scents. You can really embrace autumn. It's radiant in the part of the world where I live. The last leaves on the trees, they can look like pieces of illuminated stained glass wafting on the end of the branches. And you'll see them in pale greens and yellows and oranges and reds and browns. And then the pathways, as these leaves fall, the pathways become carpeted with those leaves and they look like they're made of coloured mosaics to walk on. I know some people think autumn's a messy time of the year, and I get it, yes it is. But for me, well, I like the falling leaves. I love it that they fall and they replenish the goodness into the soil below. And it creates a really warm duvet for all the plants and the little animals to sleep under. In our garden, we have frogs, hedgehogs and all the like. And we always create a pile of leaves for them to go and mooch and hide in. Honour the spiral in your meditations. Connect with the earth's energy and find grounding. Imagine you are a leaf on a tree that falls and flutters to the ground and is then embraced and held by Mother Earth. Honour the spiral by celebrating with an equinox meal. You know, share a meal with loved ones. Gather those you care about around you and share only this season's abundance. And honour the spiral by taking part in activities that you can only do during autumn in the Northern Hemisphere. Release and let go of all the summer activities and embrace those that are autumn focused. How about getting people together and going for an afternoon down at a local pumpkin patch? There's lots of farms near where I am that have days where you can go and see all the pumpkins growing and you can buy some of the pumpkins to take home. This is the time of the year for that. You can't do that at any other time of the year. Fields of orange and gold, huge orbs, some of them absolutely massive, and they're of every shape and size. Grab your wellies, a wheelbarrow if they're made available at the farm, and go with those you love to pick a few pumpkins to bring home to eat or to preserve or to carve into a pumpkin lantern. Bring that memory of harvest right home. As autumn unfolds, we embrace the changing cycles in our lives. We sow the seeds of love and compassion, and we give thanks for the abundance that surrounds us as those seeds turn into harvest, and the harvest is something that we can embrace. Happy autumn equinox to you. I'm grateful you would choose to share this time, this precious time, with me today. I'm grateful for you and all that you are. That's it for another show. I'm so glad you joined me here on the Future Self Energetics show this week. I present the Future Self Energetics show every week here on UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you again. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it here on UK Health Radio. You'll have a vital connection to your web of energy fields around you, and so when you use that connection for your benefit, you will find everything improves. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can only up level. So focus on improving the quality of your energy field. Tune into my shows because they have the potential to positively change everything. I'd love you to become a member of my Patreon community too. You'd be very welcome. I'll be creating exclusive content for my community there. I'll be sharing energetics information, updates and insights within this community that I won't share anywhere else. So if you'd like to join me there, search for Amanda Nelson, the Master Energist, on Patreon, and I'll look forward to it. Let's connect together again on UK Health Radio very soon. I'm thinking of you. Love to you and yours. Bye-bye.
For around us are miracles of love's glory.